Hello, and apologies that there's been a pause to your podcast in the last wee while, but life has sort of got in the way. This is me, Harry Brady, with the Football Fans Podcast from the people behind CelticUnderground.net. Some people might say my life is in a rut. I'm quite happy with what I got. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can see the bright things happening. If you know much about the weather the west of Scotland has had in the last week, you'll know that there were many people who were surprised that the game against Morton was going ahead as of tonight, Friday the 2nd of March. And I was one of the ones who thought they would probably cancel the game. However, interestingly, as I record this, I stuck on a Twitter poll about 2 hours ago, and at this point there's been about 1,000 votes, and it is fluctuating between 55 and 60% in favour of the game on, and 45% in favour of the game being off. I know quite a few people who've got tickets and just don't see the ability of them to be able to get out of their house to get to the game tomorrow. However, having been there and back, the roads in and around Celtic Park are pretty much okay. There's actually been worse games this season where there's been more lethal than they are at the moment. Anyway, because of the snow days and supposed to be off work anyway, decided to toodle along to Celtic Park for the pre-game press conference with Brendan Rodgers and Christopher Ayer. So that is what is coming up, and there will be some podcasts coming up soon. I've got a guest lined up for next week, which is an extra special guest. There was one lined up for this week who had to cancel at the last minute, who would have been an excellent guest also. So this is me, Harry Brady, passing over to him, Brendan Rodgers, and then him, Christopher Ayer. Some pleasure to hate me, I've been up for any of my fate. People might need some tension to relax me, I'm too busy dodging through your facts. You see, here's what you get, you've made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leaders and place your trust, as their lies will shut down and their promises rust. You'll be killing machines with hope for rockets and guns, and the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up, this society wants, I'm going underground. Wow.
Wee bit fresh.
That was bitter, isn't it? Absolutely bitter, that was.
You all right, David? Yeah. You're wishing you're back in St. Petersburg, Brendan, a wee bit warmer.
Yeah, certainly the stadium, mate.
Brendan, has the weather posed any challenges this week in terms of preparation?
Well, I think for, obviously with the game cancelled, called off on Wednesday, obviously we didn't play, and then it was, you know, virtually impossible for us to train yesterday. But but today we've trained well, and obviously the stadium, there's been a lot of works going on around here. The pitch is fine, so that's playable for the game, and there's a lot of works going on around the stadium to make it safe and secure for hopefully all the supporters tomorrow. So, but no, we've played a lot of games, so we've had a bit of a breather for a few days, so it won't do us any harm. But the guys trained very well this morning, and we're set and ready for the game now.
Is it key to get this game played so that there isn't any further backlog?
Yeah, of course you're always disappointed when a game is postponed for whatever reason, but certainly from driving in here this morning and you see the stadium and the pitch, you know, it's all playable. The ground staff and everyone have done a great amount of work here to ensure that the game goes ahead, and I think for everyone, I'm sure that will want to be the case.
I know Morton have had their challenges trying to train, etc. And what challenge do you think they'll pose you though in this one?
Well, I went to watch them the other night. I watched the game against Livingston. And what they have is a very, very experienced coach and Jim Duffy, who sets them up very, very well. You know, the job he's done there in the last few years has been absolutely brilliant. So he will give his experience to the team, and that'll make them hard to beat. And I think they've shown that in the Scottish Cup and in the cup competitions in particular. So when I watched them the other night, I thought they were very honest. You know, they got some good players, one or two players that probably weren't playing in the game that may play against ourselves. So I think it's one of those games where you got to play with the right intensity and the right tempo of the game, and obviously you look from the very first whistle to impose your style in the game, and your aggression in the game. So I think it'll be a really difficult game for us.
Have you managed, Brendan, to train at Lennox Town, or have you had to make alternative arrangements?
We think we were planning for the game for Wednesday, so of course that didn't take place. Yesterday was virtually near on impossible, but we gave the guys a programme to do, and then obviously today we've trained. So we've only really missed it on probably one day's preparation.
So but how do they get the programme? Do you have a WhatsApp group or email? Or
modern technology now, isn't it? So, our sports science team and we all make sure that the guys are given the appropriate work that they can do. And like I say, we've played so many games. We're not going to lose football fitness, that's for sure. But what was important was that we could get a good training session in today, and we did that this morning, so that's good.
So you work on tactics and stuff today, and it was essentially fitness yesterday or a mixture today?
As I said, we look at our tactical preparation today. But the boys will be ready. I think there's no... Of course, it was difficult for everyone to work, I'm sure, yesterday. But today, I'm sure most teams will be trying to find a way to get a venue. And thankfully, here, the guys have done a great job in clearing the pitch and everything. And it's perfect for the game tomorrow.
Could Compere and Roberts have done with the game during the week against Dundee?
Well, not really bothered. You know, we needed the game and wanted the game. But like I say, Compere, Marvin's been coming back now, trying to get fit. Pat's played in a game. But it's for the team, really. We wanted the game for the team's perspective. And of course, then we have to pick what we think is the best team. You know, there's not games now at this stage of the season for fitness. You know, the game's at this stage of the season for winning. And we have to find the best team to win.
The Dundee game that was meant to be midweek has now been changed for 4th of April. How is it frustrating that the game is now so far away?
Well, not really. I think it's one where, you know, we've been given that date, so that's the date that we look for. I think that for one of the few sort of periods in the season, we'll have a couple of spare weeks to prepare for the game. So obviously a very important game for us tomorrow to look to reach the semi-final, and then we have a clear week to obviously prepare for the Rangers game. So I think it obviously suited both teams to do it then. So we'll look to the 4th of April to play that game.
Brendan, speaking to Neil Lennon earlier in the week, and he was talking about his frustrations. I know you're backing him, saying it can be difficult sometimes when decisions go against you. But he was saying that you seem to get a phone call from the Scottish FA when something goes wrong and nobody else does. Is that correct? Can you set the record straight on that one?
I've always tried to have good relations with officials, and especially not more so the other night when I was at, I was probably sat in a position I'm not normally in. I was sat in the stand watching the game, and Ewan Henderson was refereeing the game, bless him, and he took a wee bit of stick in the game, but he'd done a good job. I think for referees now, it's very, very difficult. And the managers and coaches will always question and query decisions. But like I say, I think the guys are doing their best. You know, and whichever which way, I've always tried to help or support the referees up here, either by speaking with the representative who heads the referees or the referees themselves. We've always tried to help. Of course, they'll make mistakes, they make bad decisions, but we all do. We all make bad decisions at times. So like I say, the idea is to hopefully try and support them.
So you're not the only one that just gets a phone call then? I think what he was trying to say is that I think he mentioned the Alex Schalk dive, and you got a phone call and nobody else does. So I don't know if that was maybe Neil getting a bit of that wrong there, or you know, it was just more to clear that
up. You know what, I can't even really remember, to be honest. I think at the time it was a clear dive. I'd spoke to the official on it, but I'm not sure whether they rang me or I rang them. I'm not 100% sure. I can't remember.
Looking at the every cup game you go into now, obviously still work to be done in the league, but the carrot there of doing something special potentially in the double treble, is that something that the players are aware of every game they go into now, or is that just something that you have to just focus on the next one, the old cliche?
Yeah, it is very much the old cliche. I think that it's always what we've tried to do here is look to the next game. I think that we can't have remained any more than the Greenock Morton game, because that'll provide a big test for us, you know. But I think there's no doubt we're getting to the end of the season that we relish, you know, the games that really matter. You know, we're arriving into the league when that comes with 10 games to go. So we're really excited about that, and it's where this team have coped with that pressure really, really well, and obviously no more so than last season. So we'll look forward to every game now, and like I say, we've got that hopefully of that greater physicality in the games through maybe playing less in midweek, and now we can really focus on hopefully having another end to a brilliant season.
Lovely, thank you.
Okay, cheers guys, thank you.
Christopher, there's a lot been made about the weather this week. Take us back to Norway and tell us, is this just nothing? Are we making too much of all this weather?
This is actually nice winter weather. I must say, in Norway it's minus 15, I think, so it's colder there, but obviously we're more used to the snow there back there, so I can understand that it's causing quite a big problem there.
How do footballers deal with it back in Norway then, in terms of it seems as if you're saying there that it's just a natural thing, whereas over here in terms of putting games on and organising things, it can cause difficulties?
Yeah, obviously the league now is not going in Norway, so they have a break, so it's easier to work with that, yeah.
Summer season. Is it a summer season or a winter break that you have?
No, it's a summer season.
Summer season. Do you feel that? Because there's a lot of debate in Scotland just now with all the games being postponed, and occasionally people talk about potentially switching to a summer season. Do you feel that works, or do you prefer it as it is in Scotland just now?
No, I think the way it is right now is quite good. I think even it's quite an unusual situation with all this snow now, and what hasn't occurred the two other winters I've been here. So I think it's a situation now, but it won't be a problem that will come a lot of times now.
Is your eye?
Eye's getting better now. It's actually recovered quite quick, so I can. It's 100% now. Yeah.
Did you have any concerns last week when it happened?
No, I know it's an injury with where the swelling comes really quick, and it was completely shut for a day or two, but it wasn't really a concern. No.
Did you have concussion at all?
No, it wasn't a concussion. It was just a lot of blood and that, but it was all right.
In terms of the Scottish Cup, were you in loan last season at Kilmarnock?
Yeah.
Where did you watch the final?
Watched the final back home in Norway, actually. The season was done with Kilmarnock 7 days before, so I went back there, yeah.
Has that inspired you to get there with Celtic this season, now you're back?
Yeah, it was a fantastic Cup final and great at the end of the game as well, so it was a really well-deserved ending of that season. Yeah.
At that point in time, did you think you'd be now a mainstay of the Celtic defence this season?
I've always been working really hard and believed in myself that I can play for Celtic, and that was the reason I came here as well, because learning from such a great squad yesterday and last year, and just continue to learn and develop myself as a player, and I believe that I can play. Yeah.
You're learning from all the different partners you're having at this moment in time.
Yeah, I've learned so much from all the centrals there, and talking with them during the training and during the games, and they tell me what I can do better, and we'll watch clips often and just try to learn everything about the centre half.
One in particular, Jack Hendry, he came in January. Do you feel that, you know, as two young central defenders, that that could be a partnership that could go far in the future?
I think Jack has done really well since coming in. Good into the group. He's a good player, and he's learning a lot already from the gaff and the system how to play, so he's doing really well.
No game Wednesday, your game against him, he was off, and I think you had the no training yesterday. What did you do? Brendan says he gave you all a wee training programme. Did you sit at home with your feet up watching daytime TV, or was your routine?
I honestly went to the gym yesterday, so close to my apartment, at I walked down there and did the program, so it was important just to keep get the legs going and be ready for the game tomorrow.
How did you get that program? Is it an email or?
Yeah, we got it sent over by a text message, so it was nice thing to get 100% ready for the game.
Once again, you guys are all wrapped up going out to training there, and Scott and Kieran are out with the t-shirts.
Yeah, that's too cold for me. So, but we got the different feel of cold, but I really feel it, yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that podcast. We have the cup game against Morton at 12:30, and it's on Sky tomorrow, which is also one of the reasons why it has gone ahead, obviously, with TV pressure for games to happen. They don't want 2 hours of dead airspace that they've filled for. Obviously, it will be bang on 10 seconds after the game's finished that they'll have programmed to go out, but you know, as they did for the Aberdeen game. Anyway, enough of that. That was Brendan and Christopher Iyer. There will be definitely one podcast minimum before the Rangers game next week. And this is me, Harry Brady, saying goodnight and God bless.
3 Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.